Welcome to Simmer Down. I'm Brenda Anderson.
And I'm Libby Summers.
And it is all about the chickens.
It is.
I'm telling you, y'all are going to want backyard chickens.
Yeah.
What we've got here is, you're looking at the website if you're listening to us. We've got some of the most amazing people who have backyard chickens. They are adorable. The kids, the adults, all of them.
And Brenda, everybody's going to get to hear the voice. So when we're done talking, you're going to get to hear. So you can see them on our website, but you're going to get to hear all of them just say hello and say some little thing that maybe we don't know about them.
Now, I'm not going to tell you what my favorite is.
No.
You'll draw your own conclusions.
Oh, my God. We love them all. And they were just... I thought there was a common thread of a bit of quirkiness in a good way.
In a very good way.
Yeah, that went through everybody who kept chickens.
And I didn't know that you could love your chickens like you love your pet, your dog, or your...
The wonderful Jessica Pope in the family picture. You'll see she and her husband Trey and Jessica's stepdaughter Skylar.
And they live in the city.
They live in the city, and she was just telling me about all the drama with the chickens and when their chickens died, and they had to put chickens down, and this one got a disease.
And there were mites and such.
Yeah, and the raccoon got the chicken.
Oh, yeah, and the incident with the raccoon. Well, they wanted free-range chickens.
Yes.
And so they had this little area in their yard where they could be free-range. Well... It free ranged right into a raccoon's mouth.
Free range was dinner with somebody else.
Oh, I don't mean to be laughing at that. I'm sorry, Jessica.
There was a lot of drama. I didn't know all that.
I didn't understand. I mean, is there a chicken vet?
Well, of course, a veterinarian could come and any kind of.
I don't think these backyard people, though, do vets.
I don't think they
do. Sort of tend to it themselves.
Oh, my God.
The best they can.
And how about Mara?
Oh. Mara was, I'm going to say, 10 or 11. She was, I'm going to just guess and say there is not one single thing that girl's afraid of.
Not one thing. She was the daughter I never had. I wanted to wrap her up and put her in my car and drive off with her. If her mother hadn't been standing there, I might have.
I'm telling you, she, when she knew it was time for her picture, and she wasn't fussy, she grabbed her mother's boots and put them on. And her mother said, oh my God, what are you doing? You got my boots. She goes, I'm wearing them in the picture. She was... adorable. Like, she wasn't waiting for Brooke to style her.
No.
There was no styling going on. She was mad.
And we wanted, so with everything that we do in Salted and Style, we always include recipes. So I'd done a strawberry ice cream, a hand churned. So it was a custard base, thus the
and
eggs
it was delicious.
And the chickens. And we used eggs from the chickens. So we needed one of these kids to hold the ice cream. And we were like, it's got to be Mara because she could write a book report, juggle, hold her chicken, and lick an ice cream at the same time. This kid was amazing.
Totally did it.
And she did.
And told us about devil weed at the same time.
You don't step in that devil weed, Mr.
I've never heard of devil weed. Maybe it only grows like in chicken farms. I don't know.
She was great.
I've never seen it. So we asked her what would happen if we touched it. And she said, well, if you just rub against it, you just might get a rash and itch. If you get tangled up in that mess, you're in trouble.
And she knew exactly what to administer.
Oh, yeah.
And the dosage. I don't know. The dosage, she was amazing. We loved all of them. Our friend David Bush. I mean, stop it already. Him with that.
The gentleman farmer.
Chia took the most wonderful portrait. Chia's portraiture of all of them. And I'm hoping we're recording this a little bit before the magazine comes out and we've laid out everything for the website, but there's so many different versions of the portraits that I'm hoping that we can get on our site as well. So I'm hoping that everyone will see the different versions that we took, but
and
Chia
there'll be videos too.
Work.
Don't forget about the videos.
Yeah, there are videos, but
Nita Ann had a beautiful farm sort of
gorgeous
away from town, and her parents did it and she did it, and now her daughters do it, and they have all these chickens and donkeys and horses and I don't know, a whole bunch of wildlife
out
there.
A wonderful thing. Anyway, so we got to shut up so everybody can hear the chicken.
I know it. You're all going to love them, and go get some chickens.
Here they are.
Bye.
Hi, my name is Philip Palmer. I'm a backyard chicken farmer and a songwriter, and a few of my chickens have made it onto tape.
I just grew up with chickens. My mom always had them. I grew up coming over to the barn and collecting the eggs every day. And when I was young, we had a pet chicken named Haley that lived in the hayloft for a couple of years. And when we'd walk into the hayloft, she'd jump on her shoulder and walk around with us. So I just always grew up with chickens kind of as a pet and as a eggs and having fun chasing them around when I was little. And I was always the expert chicken catcher in the family. So... that was always my relationship with chickens. My fun fact is I have trekked up and down a 40-mile mountain in New Zealand and scuba dived in the Great Barrier Reef, where I found Nemo, so he is no longer lost. Yes, and I'm in my first year at Elon University.
Hi, my name is Jacqueline Hudson. I've been around chickens all of my life. My grandmother had them, and I was quite fond of chickens and a little bit of everything else on a farm. But it's unusual for my daughter to have chickens, but I like them.
My name is Mara Elizabeth Gilmore. I'm an urban chicken farmer, and in the back of my mind, all I can think about is my backyard chickens and riding my horse.
My name is David Busey, and I would like to be a chicken farmer, but I like to hunt deer and pigs.
I'm Mallory Lockett. I raise chickens. I love cheerleading. I love horseback riding. I love Justin Bieber, and I hate his new haircut.
I'm Nita Ann Klein, and I've lived here pretty much my entire life, which is really special. I'm a backyard chicken farmer, or maybe even larger than chicken farmer, because this is a small farm here. And an interesting fact perhaps about me is that my husband says he fell in love with me. I believe it was our second or third date, and I got out of my pickup truck in high-heeled shoes and a denim jacket. And he thought it was a wonderful, you know, contradiction.
I'm Kirby. I'm a backyard chicken farmer, and I inherited my love from chickens from my great-great-grandmother, Minnie, and from my grandfather, I inherited a Winchester side-by-side.
I'm Jessica Pope. I'm a backyard chicken farmer, and I'm addicted to small animals.
I'm Trey Gurley. I'm a backyard chicken farmer, and I'm addicted to horror movies, preferably Dutch.
I'm Skylar Gurley. I'm a backyard chicken farmer, and I like Mexican food.
Hi, I'm David Bush, and I am a gentleman chicken farmer. I have a great radio show. It's called The Dave and Cindy Show down in South Florida that plays several times a week. And, you know, it's a lifestyle show, and we always talk about self-sustaining, and this is kind of something that we've always talked about. I've been raising chickens my whole life, and it's just a fun, great way to get out in nature, and you have an amazing product afterwards because you're going to have the most beautiful fresh eggs you've ever seen.